Furthermore, it would seem that the struggle was even more unequal because the Turkmen tribesmen that came into Asia Minor found themselves in the shadow of a brilliant civilization. To be sure, one that had suffered some shocks. Nonetheless, many of the early sultans of Konya, as well as lesser Turkish rulers, either styled as emirs or beys. Bey is a term meaning a lord. It would be the equivalent of a knight. Many of them styling themselves as these Ghazi warriors, these heroic warriors, would be invited and entertained at Constantinople. They were impressed by Hagia Sophia. And at least for the first 100 years, I think all of the Seljuk Turks were in awe of that Christian civilization. And the Byzantines themselves believed that there was a very good possibility that that power of Constantinople, that a great Orthodox tradition that rested on 15 centuries of Hellenism in the peninsula, could assimilate the Seljuk Turks into that civilization. And these were not misdirected thoughts, because the Byzantines had done that with nomadic peoples in the Balkans over the course of the Middle Ages, and the Seljuk Turks simply looked like the newest installment of Central European invaders, Central Asian invaders, mounted warriors who could be impressed and eventually drawn into the Byzantine Commonwealth, the Byzantine civilization. So at the opening of this struggle, it looks like that there are a great deal of advantages on the side of Constantinople once Alexis manages to master the throne and put some sort of order back in Constantinople. Well, it didn't turn out that way. And as we discovered in the last lecture, a good deal of that was as a result of the Crusaders distracting Byzantine efforts. The increasing hostility between the Western Franks and Normans and Germans who came in to assist the Byzantines, their Byzantine allies, and all of this climaxed in the tragic sack of 1204. So a great deal of imperial efforts were diverted away from the Turks. There are several occasions, one particularly during the Second Crusade, where the Emperor Manuel I came close to pushing the Turks into a subservient position, the Sultans of Konya, and he had to call off the operation because Western Europeans were soon expected on crusade. And frequently the Byzantine emperors had to cut short operations on the plateau and return and deal with their Western allies, so to speak. On the other hand, there were some peculiar advantages that only became evident later on by the 13th century. The fighting was, by definition, desultory. Byzantine armies would come in. They could retake certain areas along the shore in the hinterland, but getting out onto that plateau was extremely difficult. The Turks excelled in light cavalry tactics. This is where the Ghazi warriors had the advantage. These were men trained to fight with a composite bow. They were superb horsemen. They could circle around their opponents. They could lure them out into bushwhacks. The Byzantines became extremely wary, and as Byzantine armies increasingly relied on mercenaries, which were difficult to direct or unfamiliar with the conditions, there was always the danger of a military disaster. The most famous is in 1176, where the Emperor Manuel I is caught in a pass, and his army is cut to pieces by the Seljuk Turks. It's a famous battle. It's in some ways looked upon as on par with Manzikert. But the battle really is a larger case of what were the tactics employed through the 12th and 13th century, which was the Turks refused to give a set battle. They would lure their opponent into a compromising position, get him to charge, break up formation. They would attack with arrows and wear down the opponent, and eventually the army would panic and break. And that type of fighting really meant there were no military objectives. Several times, the city of Konya, which was the center of the leading Turkish principality on the plateau, was occupied. The Turkish sultan simply left. His real capital was his tent, not any kind of court or administration. The emperors became quite frustrated with this. They could devastate areas. Very often they devastated zones, removed the Greek Christian populations to their possessions. And in the course of the fighting, the cisterns, the highway system, the civic institutions gradually broke down across Asia Minor. And this increasingly favored the Turkish form of warfare. What happened is the plateau was increasingly returned to a borderland zone, which would favor stock raising, pastoral ways of life, the nomads who had come in from Central Asia. And in the long term, socially, economically, these wars in the 12th and 13th century were eroding civic institutions, the Byzantine imperial institutions, and the Orthodox Church in favor of the newcomers.